Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Mississippi passes the SAFER Act to protect women and girls. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think it's just astounding that these states actually have to pass laws. And here's an example. And to state that males and females are the only two sexes and then ban biological males from using female restrooms and changing areas in public education buildings. We have to pass laws for this now.
Just a few days ago, I had a friend visit from London, Elizabeth, and she was one of our seven interns in 2003, 21 years ago. She was the only non-law school student. She was in college at the time. She went on to law school later in the UK. But there were seven girls that were interning at Liberty Counsel in our Florida office. And we had the very first case in the nation, one of the top five cases ever in the world regarding transsexual issues, the Canteras versus Canteras case. And that case was a person, a judge, who came out of retirement to preside over this particular hearing and issued about a 900-page opinion. Now, it was 900 pages because he blocked and copied entire articles, law review articles and other articles. And he basically said that gender is a construct of the mind and that sometimes, you know, your mind matches your body. But sometimes your mind doesn't match your body, so what you do is, to fix it, you do surgery and hormones on the body to match your mind. It's basically like, you know, a Chevrolet factory usually puts a Chevy engine in a Chevy chassis, but once in a while they might accidentally pop a Ford engine in it. Well, what do? You don't change out the engine. You go and rip apart the body to match the engine. That's basically his idea. Mm. And back then, she reminded me, as we were visiting, she was here in Orlando, that some of the things that she learned during that summer. She learned that this whole agenda was attempting to abolish gender, to make it irrelevant,
Absolutely.
That it's all a fictitious construct. It has no biological basis. She has, you know, since that, talked to people in the UK and other places around the world. She's been all over the world. And they would say, oh, no, that's hyperbole. But now, they realize, hey, that's exactly what their agenda is. The agenda also is to open up pedophilia, you know, minor attracted people or minor attracted persons. It's this agenda that is very dangerous, the LGBTQ agenda that says essentially you can remake yourself right. in your own image, and that gender is just a construct of your mind and it can change. So getting back to your point, this has been going on for, this was the first case in the United States, 2003. Canteras versus Canteras, Liberty Counsel handled it. Now you have laws that you have to pass to say what male and female is.
But you know, Matt, we have to go back to God's word. Genesis 1:27, he is very clear in saying he has created human beings as his image, male and female. So that means we don't get to choose. You know, I don't get to choose to be a male. I have been created as a female in his image. You have been created as a male in his image, as his image, actually. We don't get to choose. There's only two genders. And we have to embrace that he has the way he has created us. And this whole culture agenda, LGBT, is totally
It's a rebellion against God, really.
Yeah, rebellion against his creation.
Yeah. Well, so Mississippi passed this law. It's called the SAFER Act, Securing Areas for Females Effectively and Responsibly, called SAFER Act. It overwhelmingly passed in the Senate and also in the House. And the Governor Reeves indicated on social media that it is a win. It protects women and girls. and he will take effect immediately upon signing. So what this does is it requires public education facilities to have sex designated facilities of the opposite sex.
Didn't we grow up that way?
You know,
wasn't there a men's room and a women's room?
Yeah. And then if you do have something where it might be a generic one, it's a single use facility where you go in and you lock the door, but it's only one person.
Like a family. Well, they used to call that a family restroom.
Yeah. So the legislation, interestingly, also authorizes private enforcement option for victims to bring legal action against violators while empowering the state attorney general with the same legal action to enforce compliance. Mississippi now joins 11 other states that have laws protecting women and girls in public facilities, and joins at least 5 other states in codifying into law the definitions of sex, male and female, such as also includes Idaho, Kansas, Montana, North Dakota, and Tennessee. The governors in Oklahoma and Nebraska have recently issued executive orders also defining the word woman, man, mother, father, girl, and boy.
You know, Governor Reeves, he chimes in with what we've been talking about. He said that the fact that having to pass a law protecting women and bathrooms was unimaginable a few years ago, yet that is now indicative of Joe Biden's America with an administration that pushes dangerous ideology that harms biological women. And we shouldn't even have to say biological. We're just women.
Right. They're just women. And, you know, so Mississippi is one of several states that are also refusing Biden's activist, lawless rewrite of Title IX in his rules that broadens sex discrimination to apply to LGBTQ. They're pushing back. So Mississippi is one of those great states that are doing so. The Mississippi law here actually defines sex as, quote, clinically verified at birth, close quote, as male and female, which are objective and fixed. Well, then any regard to fluidity of how someone acts or feels. The state says a female is a person who naturally has or will have or would have had the reproductive system that at some point produces eggs. Conversely, Mississippi says a male is a person who naturally has, will have, or would have had the reproductive system that at some point produces sperm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
just biology. Go back to God's word. That's the way it is.
But, you know,
we have to create laws now that define that.
I mentioned to Elizabeth when we were having our meeting, I said, you know, now this has gone beyond to just not minor attracted persons. The abolition of gender, men in women's facilities and sports, but also the idea of furries, you know, where students in some schools are pretending, or some places pretending to be an animal. That they want to be treated as a cat or a dog. They want to meow. They want to walk on all fours. They want to drink from a doggy bowl or eat from a doggy dish. You know, and it makes total sense. Once you abolish gender, once you abolish objective reality, once you say that the objective biological facts are irrelevant and they're pointless and they mean nothing, then it makes sense that you have no boundaries.
Right. If you're not acknowledging that you're created as the image of God, and we as Christians who bear his name, what must educate people that if you just throw it out the window, then you've got all kinds of confusion happening.
Yeah. And when I say it makes sense, I don't mean I'm condoning that.
Oh,
I know. I'm saying that that's the logical conclusion.
That's what happened, yeah.
That's the logical conclusion this absurd ideology,
right.
This gender ideology. The logical conclusion is that nothing is objective anymore. And if you want to be a different race, you want to be a different skin color, you want to be a different age. I mean, remember the United Methodist Conference? Remember we saw the video? These people recently got up at a United Methodist Conference and they're introducing themselves and they're giving these labels to themselves. And they're also identifying whether they are adult or a young adult.
But
and the one person is confused as to whether she's an adult or a young adult.
But, you know, I didn't hear any of them stand up and say, I am a child of God,
no.
Period.
And, you know, you have to be careful. Words have meaning and they have power.
Sure.
Be careful about labeling yourself. Be careful about saying negative things about yourself or negative things about somebody else. These labels can be prisons.
And be careful about using their language, because then you're just, you know, giving value to their delusions.
Absolutely. Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.